some of the people in your party have by their actions and utterances decided that your party should never win elections again. Because any time as we approach election year, they come out and make statements which alienate the whole country from your party. The last election, you lost on account of statements that about five people were making in the name of your party. And if you don't watch it, my brother, if you don't watch it, you are losing this election again. And you are losing this election not because the people of Ghana are satisfied with the performance of the Mahama administration or not satisfied with the performance of the Mahama administration, but because you make us frightened of you. All of us get frightened. What will happen if the MPP should win? Because the MPP believes that if you don't come from five regions, you are nothing, you are useless. Somebody from the MPP is making this claim. And if that is the case, and I don't come from any of these five regions, why should I vote for the MPP to come to power? Look, just before we came on this program, I showed Dr. Mani Buama a text message that I got from one of your activists only yesterday. A text message who says that if you win the elections, you will bury me. I must be a fool. Mr. London, you are a human being like me. If you tell me that when you win the elections, you will bury me, and I'll show you the text message in the studio right now, why would I sit down, fold my arms, and allow you to win the election so that you can come and bury me? So your people, they are not even protecting your interests. They are not working in the interest of Nana Akufo-Addo. If they want Nana Akufo-Addo to win, they would not be misbehaving the way they are misbehaving. Now listen to me very carefully. This election, you are going to fight this election on the record of former President Kufuor. That you can't do anything. You don't have any other record to fight this election on. It's on the record of former President Kufuor. If people in your party continue to insult the Kufuor legacy, if they continue to insist that Mr. Kodwom Pienim is an NDC member, if they continue to insist that your general secretary has been bribed by the NDC and that your national chairman is nothing but a tool in the hands of the NDC and so on, how are you going to win the election? Tell me. Just tell me how you are going to win this election. Tell me. And I think that you should be deeply worried. Everybody who is worth something in the MPP should be deeply worried about this development. So I beg you, give me 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Listen, when December 2016 comes and we go to cast our votes, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah will not be on the ballot. He is not on the ballot. It will be John Mahama, Nana Akufo-Addo, maybe Mama Ayariga, and maybe Abu Sakara or Samia Nkrumah or somebody. These are the people going to be on the ballot. If you spend all your resources now, and I'm giving you very friendly advice, attacking Nkrumah, how does that make you win the 2016 elections? Indeed, if you continue attacking Nkrumah, what it does is that it diminishes your already diminishing chances of winning the 2016 elections. Because I'm an Nkrumahist, and no Nkrumahist is going to align with you or help you to win an election when you attack and denigrate the very basis of our existence. You should understand that very clear. You understand? You should understand that very clear. So you are losing the election by attacking pillars of our society all the time, by attacking certain regions and so on. You are losing the election. When will a leadership center, true leadership center, emerge in the MPP, which will take control of the party and make sure that these reckless statements, when they are made, that they should not be made in the first place, but that when they are made, they are punished? When will a leadership in that party emerge? Now you have become a party idolizing violence. I can't believe it. I listened to a tape in which some woman was full of praise for somebody because he can slap a paha. He can slap a paha. Me too, me chairman. You also to me bossum. To me bossum. And this at a party rally. Look, in the days when I used to work in and around the MPP, this would never have happened. They will make sure that no such person mounts a platform. And that if you mount a platform and you go and do this, you would never mount a platform again. What happened to people like Dangote? Where are they? Where is Dangote? Is Dangote still alive? How can they sit by and allow people to continue to misbehave like this in their party? I mean, Dangote is a decent gentleman. You know that. Everybody knows that. Where is Dangote today? Where is he? You know, how come that President Kufuor is not able to put his foot down and insist that something should be done? Alan Chiremati, because he lost the elections, he's going to sleep. No, be so. So where is he when all of these things are happening? I am highly, extremely, highly disappointed by some of these statements coming from the ranks of the New Patriotic Party. Indeed, I'm ashamed as a Ghanaian. Because these are the things that can destroy our country. Just imagine that people take Osafumafu seriously. They take Osafumafu seriously and come to the conclusion that this is how the NPP is. They think that those of us from five regions are useless people. We will never have leadership. What have we done to the politics of Ghana, to the NPP itself, to all of us, to our children and so on? What would we have done? Look, it is not sufficient for Safumafu to say that the tape has been edited. Because it does not deny that the things on the tape came from his mouth. Perhaps if he's talking about editing, it's about omitting some of the things and changing the positions of some of the statements that he had made. I have listened to the tape very, very, very carefully. And I'll be shocked to my very marrow if it turns out that this tape has been edited. Nothing on this tape has been edited. Abba!
Thank you.